Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. I don't like when I throw something out there, Al, and nobody bites my bait.
Okay.
So I'm going to up the ante. I said that one of the strikeout kings is a man who once fought by Sickahama.
Yeah.
I was the ring announcer.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I will up the ante. If you can name the person who is in the top 10 of strikeout kings, I will give you an additional spin if your first spin fails.
All right.
So you'll get two cracks at the great stuff. I'm looking at gift cards and all the great stuff still on there. You gotta name that person to get the extra spin. Nobody's gotten it. We gave a lot of pens away. There's still a lot of great stuff up there today. Now, Al, Gabe Kaplan normally is in this hour. I was prepared to have him on today.
Yeah.
Because I was going to grill him on Odubel Herrera not running hard
Sunday. I like Gabe this year.
You do kind of like him.
I find him much more willing to say what's wrong. And he really, I can see the losses. It doesn't sound like he's just saying stuff now. I really think.
And you kind of admire that he's blown off a couple of these and gone to another day.
I think he's really...
He's trying to get past the loss.
Yeah, I really do. I've changed like 180 on him.
The thing you know about us, especially me and Al, we're highly flexible. And we have tremendous... We have a great bench here.
Yes.
And subbing for Gabe Kaplan today, fresh off fatherhood number two.
What does that mean?
Is our baseball expert, Todd Zalecki.
Yes.
Todd, first of all, congratulations. How you doing?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm doing very well. Everybody's doing very well.
All right. What's the name of the new Zalecki?
Margo.
Margo's a cool name. Margo.
Yeah, that is.
Margo's kind of a cool name.
What's the name of the first one?
Henry.
Henry.
Henry and Margo, those are cool.
They're fun.
They're like old school. Those are good names. Because Al said off the air, he thought the first name you named the kid wasn't that great, but I love Henry.
Quebec, that reminded me of being in Montreal.
I like Henry. I think it's a great name. All right, Todd, thank you for doing this, first
no
of all.
Problem, man.
We have a bit of a crisis building with Bryce Harper, and we're getting confused. Let me start with one of the two amazing plays that he made last night in the field. Listen to this one.
Swung on, popped up down the right field line. Bryce Harper, long run over near the line. Look goes out into a slide, makes the catch, bangs hard into the sidewall, and is a little bit slow to get up. And he hangs on to the baseball. And
I got to tell you, that was amazing. Todd, he made almost the same play in the same inning. Wow. And he saved the game the night before. We're getting a lot better defense than we expected from Bryce Harper. True?
Yeah, I think so. You know, going into the offseason, remember, all that talk was, well, one of the reasons why you don't want to sign him is because his defense is so bad. But he has been better. He's not great. He's not going to win a gold glove. But you saw the play Monday night. You saw the two plays last night. You know, he's not going to catch every – like I said, he's not going to win a gold glove. But I think he's a lot better than the numbers indicated last season, and certainly that's a plus.
All right, and Al Morgani has a theory that he is playing even harder and more determinedly in the field to compensate for the trouble he's having at the plate. You think that might be true?
Yeah, I think there is some truth to that. I think with Bryce, he knows he's not performing at the plate, and so he knows that if there's a catchable ball and he pulls up, particularly at home, it won't be perceived well. And I think he is somebody that definitely, you know, I think he cares very much that he's not performing at the plate right now. And I think he knows that it would not look good, again, if he had pulled up on a ball or two and you know, didn't seem to be giving a full-out effort.
All right, not performing at all is probably an understatement right now.
Right.
All right, these strikeout numbers are staggering. Todd, they're unbelievable. 31% of his plate appearances have ended in a strikeout. He is striking out at a pace of 212, I believe it is. He is striking out every three times he goes up to the plate. He's not hitting fastballs or breaking balls. What's going on?
Yeah, it's really puzzling because it's not like he's 33 and you're going, oh my gosh, is he just finally falling? You know, is he lost some bat speed? He's 26, so he arguably hasn't even entered his prime yet. So the fact that he's been swinging a lot of pitches and missing a lot of pitches, I mentioned this to Gabe a couple weeks ago. I said, couldn't he just be trying too hard maybe and swinging out of his shoes a little bit and just trying to like live up to the contract? And he said no. Then last night, you know, he kind of said, yeah, maybe he's trying a little bit too hard. So I think that has something to do with it. I think that he knows that he signed a $330 million contract. He knows he's kind of looked at as the golden boy of the franchise. And I do think there's a little bit of internal pressure to kind of live up to the hype. And I don't think it's a thing of, oh my gosh, I don't want to get booed by Phillies fans. I can't handle the booing by Phillies fans, so I want to do well. I just think he really wants to do well. You know, so I don't think it's a pressure of, oh my gosh, I can't, the boos, they just get to me. I think it's just I really want to live up to the hype, and I really want to play well for the Phillies and Phillies fans.
The thing about it is the way he's playing, he's playing so hard. He's answered every question. He's never dodged anything. That the only thing that's holding him back from being a superhero in this town is hitting the baseball, but that's a pretty big... I want to play for you Matt Klentak, because Klentak and I ultimately John Middleton spent all the money to get him here. Klentak made a statement that I'm not sure could be true, even though it's only less than 2 months. Here's what he said about whether he's worried about a Harper.
I mean, the short answer is no, I'm not concerned. A 26-year-old with a track record like he has, I'm gonna trust in that track record. If I'm not mistaken, he's leading our team in doubles. He's leading our team in walks. He still has a 370 on base. And he's making plays like he did last night in right field to help us win games even when he's not hitting. So I don't have any concerns with Bryce.
No concerns or some concerns, Todd? What do you think they're really thinking?
I think deep down inside they're going, oh, man, I hope he pulls out of this. But I do – I think if they take a small step back, they do look at that track record. They do look at his age. Again, he's not 33. He's 26.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dusty Baker was on MLB Network the other day, and he said, you know, he was asked about Bryce's slow start. He's like, this is kind of what Bryce does. I talked to some Nationals writers last time I saw them about his slow start and all the strikeouts, and they kind of said the same thing. Like, they're like, this is kind of Bryce a little bit. Like, he will go through these stretches. It might be 2 weeks. It could be 2 months. The first half of last season with the Nationals, his numbers were bad. But then he will, like with the flip of a switch, get red hot and just hit the crap out of the ball for weeks, months at a time. And again, the second half of last season with the Nationals, he was unbelievable. So I think everybody that's seen him play a lot, they aren't worried. And so for that reason, I think Matt Klentak is sitting there going, okay, this is kind of his MO. You know, obviously you'd rather have more consistency than these really hot streaks and these really cold streaks. But they know that at any moment he could get hot and then carry the team for a couple months.
All right. One last thing is all, Todd, and I really appreciate you doing this today. Mm-hmm. He clearly has helped to create a better culture on the team. Al's right. Gabe is really coming across much better this year.
Yeah.
The players, it's such a great team to root for because they play so hard, with one exception, Odubel Herrera. Sunday, he does it again. In the midst of this guy, Harper, throwing his body into walls to do it all he does, Odubel hits a pop-up, and he doesn't run. It drops in, and he's at first base instead of second. He got skewered on TV. He got ripped on radio. But I didn't hear anybody in the organization say anything about Odubel doing this again. Are they cognizant of it? Will it be handled by the leaders on the team like Harper? Will Gabe get involved? How are they going to deal with Odubel this time around?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, anytime we've asked something like this has happened, Gabe has said, you know, we handle this behind closed doors. He might even, you know, he might have even say, you know, hey, I pulled him in the office today to talk about it, and we feel like going forward. He's gonna, but you know what? It's at the point now with Odubel that do you really expect him to do a complete permanent 180 and just start busting it out of the box every single time? I think with Odubel, and I know this is not an answer that I expect anybody to like, but I think it's the truth. With Odubel, you take the good and you take the bad, which is he's going to have those mental lapses in the field, in the batter's box, and on the base pass. And again, I'm not expecting anybody to like that answer or accept it, and it doesn't make it okay, but it's just who he is. And until they find somebody that they think can step up and take his spot, it's going to continue. And that's why going into spring training, remember, Gabe said it's an open competition in center field. I think they were really hoping that Roman Quinn was going to A, stay healthy, and then B, produce, and then push Odubel Herrera. But Roman can't stay healthy, and then when he came back, he wasn't productive. But if Roman Quinn ever does come back and he can stay healthy and he does push Odubel, I think you could see Roman Quinn start taking some playing time from him.
Very good answer. Todd, love you. Thank you so much for doing this. Congratulations again to you and your wife and your great family. I really appreciate you doing this today.
Anytime, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate
great
it.
Great Todd Zalecki. Al, you know what's weird? I used to do this whole riff on, you know, what's to stop all the other guys on the team by playing that way too? I don't fear that with Harper there and Hoskins and the other guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.